Good morning. My name is Rayanne, for those of you that don't know. So today's message is about love. I'm going to admit, when Becky asked me to talk about what love is, I stumbled because it takes a lot of thought. You can't really just come up with the answer on the spot. But with my heart and mind, this is what I came up with. Now let's start off by saying that love is a beautiful thing that God gave us. The world would be totally different if love didn't exist. Because of love, people have stood by each other's sides, supporting and accepting them for who they are. It really is a symbol of unity if you think about it. However, sometimes love isn't an easy thing. It requires acceptance and sacrifice, which can be tough for some of us in the world. Now, I was raised to love others. There was no room in my life for hate, and I didn't want there to be any. I followed the golden rule and treated others how I would want to be treated. I learned how to be kind to my friends, family, and random people I met wherever I went, because that's just how my parents managed to raise me, even though I was a little stubborn. Growing up, I began learning how the people around me have their own stories of struggle and strength that make them who they are today. It began to make sense of how our past, our stories, shape our lives. I realized that we aren't perfect. We all have flaws that we don't like, and that makes it difficult to accept and love our own self. That's what makes us different and unique from each other. That's how God made us. But sometimes people don't like what's different and end up doing the opposite of love by throwing hate, because they have a hard time of accepting each other's differences and want them to change. However, you never know what story each and every one of us has. That's why we have to learn how to love each other no matter who we are. We must learn to accept each other's differences despite how difficult it can be. Just keep in mind that acceptance is an easy thing to do once you learn how to love others. Now, love also requires sacrifice. And parents know what sacrifice is because they've done that for their kids. I know my parents took time out of their way to drive me places and to attend school events. They worked to give my sister and I a stable education and household, which I'm very thankful for. They made sacrifices to give us more than what they had as a kid, because they love us. And that's what God did for all of us too. The famous John 3:16 Bible verse says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God loved us so much that he sacrificed his own son to sinners, people who shouldn't even be worthy of his love. He knew that not everyone would accept Jesus as his son, let alone believe in him, but he still sacrificed his own son for us because he loves us. Now, Jesus was crucified on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He knew that he had to make a sacrifice because he loves us, even though we're sinners. That cross up there not only signifies Jesus, but his love for us as well. And in the end, God kept his promise and gave us the forgiveness of sins and an eternal life. He granted us a life full of love to show others what his love is like. 1 John 4:19 says that we love because he first loved us, and that's completely true. And when we show God's love, we are united together, making sacrifices for each other. That's how strong love is. It brings us together, giving all of us a shoulder to cry on. It helps us support each other in times of trouble when we need it the most, especially at a time we're in today where there's chaos across the country and across the world. It sheds light in the world and gives hope. So the next time you see someone who needs a little love, show them God's love, no matter who they are, because his love is for everyone. And as God's people, it's up to us to carry that out into the world. After all, love is a beautiful thing given to us by God. It shouldn't be taken for granted. It's something that we should cherish no matter where we are in life. We should always remember that even when we feel lost and confused, God is there, he's up there telling us that he loves us and he'll be for us no matter how hard we're struggling. And that is love given to us by God. Amen.
Oh, round of applause to Rayanne. She said everything I was going to say. And okay. Basically, what love means to me is the three main types of love, like, in my life. It comes to me, like, on the top of my head, there's family love, and then there's romantic love, and then there's your love for the Lord. And now, family love, it's like, I think it's something that, like, friendly love kind of falls under, because, like, with, like, love for friends, sometimes it gets to the point where you start treating them like family, and then it kind of turns into a family love between you and them. And then I want to go ahead and say I believe wholeheartedly that romantic love is the most unstable of all types. And because basically when you love something, you don't want to let it go. And with family love, you know, they'll always be with you, like, through, you know, anything that happens, everything that happens, they'll stay with you. And that romantic love, that's when it gets one-sided, then that's when it becomes like a soap opera. But, and to the, I'll keep it brief, to the last part, the love for the Lord. A big part of it, where our love comes from, is it's our imperfections. And, you know, it's kind of the reason how God made us this way. Like, he didn't make us perfect. Like why would he make us perfect? Like, God's perfect. Like, if every single person was perfect, then, like, it would defeat the purpose. And then, so, when people think that they're strong, or, like, they haven't encountered, like, any troubles in life, they start thinking, like, they start, like, kind of dismissing God, like, leaving him alone. They're like, oh, I have all this stuff already. I don't need to keep worshiping. I don't need to keep this. I have everything I want. And that's just, oh, no, it's not right. And that's why, with our imperfections, and then when we face our different struggles, one of the biggest things I look up to personally is the Lord, because not only is he, like, when we worship him, I look up to him as a beacon, like, when I'm going through something, it's like a beacon of light that it stays right there, like, no matter what, for me. It stays right there, and it always gives me a clear, like, understanding of where I need to end up after this situation. And that's what love means to me.
I know it's Young People's Sunday. I know it's their day, but the Lord really put this message on our hearts that the Lord wanted the young people to hear and all of us to hear. And so this is an obedience to God, because God always, always wins. I'm sick.
And I'm tired.
And I can't take it anymore.
I'm sick of the prejudice.
And I'm tired of the racism.
And I can't take the violence and bloodshed anymore.
Our history is plagued with the mistreatment of Native Americans as their land was stolen from them and they were, quote, civilized.
Our history is tainted with Africans sold into slavery and seen as nothing more than property.
We once treated the Irish and Chinese as indentured servants without rights.
We pulled Japanese children from our classrooms and put them in internment camps.
We can't erase segregation from our history books.
And we can't pretend like our neighbors from Mexico have ever been seen as our equals.
Our history can be read as ugly and shameful.
But are we doing any better as we continue to write our history today?
I walk through Knott's Berry Farm and I see dirty looks at a group of children wearing yarmulkes.
I walk through the mall and I see whispers about a woman wearing a burqa.
We too often hear about teenagers committing suicide because of bullying.
We too often hear of reports of hate crimes in our own backyards.
We can't afford to turn a blind eye to youth who join gangs because they believe the color of their skin prevents them from going to college.
We can't afford to turn a blind eye to the rampant use of drugs that numb the pain of being outcast or judged.
We can't remain silent at the travesty of Charlottesville.
And we can't remain silent in passive acceptance of hate.
Mother Teresa tells us we need to be the change we want to see.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. tells us that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy.
John Wesley is quoted as saying, "I have seen as far as it can be seen, many persons changed in a moment from the spirit of horror, fear, and despair to the spirit of hope, joy, peace, and from sinful desires till then reigning over them to a pure desire of doing the will of God."
The Bible tells us that if we don't have love, that we're nothing.
If we are not careful, we will teach our children that hate is a way of life.
If we're not careful, we'll teach our grandchildren that living a lukewarm faith that accepts prejudice is the Christian way.
When we refuse to shake a hand, we are perpetrating a history of hate.
When we are disrespectful to a brother or sister in Christ, we are building an altar of prejudice.
When we treat our values and priorities as more right than another's, we are selfish at the least.
When we look down on another as less worthy, we are no different than our ancestors who stole land and owned slaves.
We can't allow our hearts to be hardened by a belief that our words won't make a difference and that we can't change the way things are.
We can't continue to have a faith that stays on the bench when action is needed.
We must become proactive in the fight against hate and prejudice.
We must become proactive in sharing the message that every human being is a creation of infinite and immeasurable worth.
We are here to tell you that change begins right here in our hearts.
Change begins right here in these pews.
All we have to do is put love first.
Put love first as you greet the brother sitting on your left and the sister to your right.
Put love first as you look beyond the color of skin and into the eyes of a fellow traveler through life.
Put love first when you choose to speak words of respect, even when you don't agree.
Put love first as you realize that everyone is going through difficult days or challenging times and needs words of encouragement and not words that wound.
Put love into action as you stand up to racism and prejudice.
Put love into action as you help break the cycle of hate and injustice.
We have declared as a church that we are a diverse and caring community, sharing the promise of life with Christ and passing the faith to the next generation.
Let us proactively choose to celebrate our diversity instead of struggling with our differences.
Let us proactively choose to care for one another without playing favorites.
Let us pass the faith to the next generation by modeling acceptance, empowerment, and radical love.
Young people, we are speaking on your Sunday to tell you that you are a generation of change.
You are the generation that can help us break the cycle of hate and violence with the decisions that you make today.
You can break the cycle by saying no to bullying and yes to acceptance.
You can break the cycle by saying no to using words as a weapon and yes to using words to uplift and encourage.
Be the generation that looks at the diversity of who we are as a beautiful creation of God.
Church, it is our responsibility to encourage love by first demonstrating it in the walls of this sacred space.
During baptism, as a congregation, we vow to surround these children with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others.
We must uphold this vow.
We must be intentional in our efforts to foster a community of love and forgiveness.
We must be a church that tells our children that what happened in Charlottesville is incompatible with Christian teaching.
We must teach our children that evil is at the root of judgment based on the color of one's skin or the faith tradition that one holds.
We must teach our children that all lives matter.
That all are loved by God and covered by His grace.
We cannot change what happened in Charlottesville or even in Barcelona.
But we can make a change through the way that we live each day, knowing that each word and each action has a ripple effect that spreads farther than we'll ever know.
Here at Torrance First, let us declare that we are putting love first.
We're putting love first in our families.
We are putting love first with our whole church family.
We're putting love first in our schools and workplaces.
We are putting love first as we drive our cars and go shopping.
We're putting love first as we meet strangers and greet our weary friends.
We are putting love first as we are living God's call for our life.
Friends,
put
love
first. Amen.